Here's a check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Taking a look at Pat Pagano's tri-state forecast, hazy, humid, scattered showers and thunderstorms today around 75 to 80. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, humid, mid-80s. Saturday and Sunday, some sun, humid, thunderstorms are possible, 80 to 85 degrees. We'll check the details on Pat's forecast coming up in just a few minutes. Nuvance Health is requiring all workers tied to its operations to be fully vaccinated for COVID-19 by October 1st, accelerating the timeline for mandatory vaccines set by the State Department of Health this week and expanding its scope. Nuvance said the mandate extends to all employees, medical staff, volunteers, students, and contractors. Previously in New York, Governor Cuomo, in consultation with incoming Governor Kathy Hochul, announced all healthcare workers at hospitals, nursing homes, and long-term care settings in New York would need to have at least one dose of a vaccine by September 27th. New York has not said if other workers and volunteers, such as those in medical offices, have to be vaccinated. In Stockbridge, the town's Stockbridge Bull Waterbone Weed Whacker is back in action. This summer, the harvester has gone high-tech, though. A GPS tracking unit is aboard to map out designated routes for removal of invasive Eurasian milfoil from the 9 acres of the 398-acre state-owned Great Pond. At a recent meeting, Select Board Chairwoman Roxanne McCaffrey explained the navigation device enables the harvester to avoid lakeshore areas protected by Mass Wildlife Natural Heritage and Endangered Species Program. The state is involved because snail species inhibits portions of the shoreline and are considered rare and endangered in Massachusetts. The town of Great Barrington is now requiring employees, visitors, vendors, and others to wear face masks in town buildings and in town-owned vehicles, effective immediately. The stepped-up public health measures reflect the growing risk of COVID-19 Delta variant. In late July, the CDC advised that everybody, regardless of vaccine status, wear a mask while indoors if they or anyone else present has a risk factor such as weakened immunity and other health vulnerabilities. The town is now going a step further, requiring the masks in town-owned buildings, regardless of vaccine status or underlying risk factors. The Sharon Historical Society and Museum has announced a Richard Rooney Dugal perspective, paintings on work on paper, mixed media, and jewelry. The Historical Society and Museum will open the next exhibit at the gallery, that retrospective, to be held at the gallery at the Sharon Historical Society from September 4th until October 15th. The public is invited to attend the artist's opening reception at the Sharon Historical Gallery Terrace on Saturday, September 4th from 5 till 7 p.m. The exhibition will be available to view under social distancing guidelines. You're asked to please bring a mask for entry into that building. Here's a check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Region 1 School District free vaccination clinic is returning from 3 till 7 p.m. at Housatonic Valley Regional High School. Free COVID-19 vaccinations. Walk-ins welcome, no appointment required. Individuals age 12 plus are welcome. The Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson vaccines are available as options. Bring a health insurance card and photo ID if you have them, but it's not necessary to have health insurance or ID to receive the vaccine. No one will be turned away for the lack of insurance or ID. Sunset Music Series and Car Cruise continues at the VFW in North Canaan, performing this week, Weibo and Friends. The Town of Northeast Zoning Board of Appeals in Millerton, New York, will hold a meeting at the Northeast Town Hall, 19 North Maple Avenue, at 7:30. And then at 8 o'clock, a public hearing will be held on an application of the Brooklyn Zen Center. On Friday on the Green in Norfolk, the summer events continue on the Green. Coming up this Friday, Garden Contest plus Lawn Games with the Bautel PTO. The 50th anniversary of the Salisbury Volunteer Ambulance, where you can meet your hometown heroes, will be held on August 21st from 11 till 3 at Trotta Field. The public is invited to attend. The Northeast Millerton Library used book sale room located at the library annex at 28th Century Boulevard is open on Saturdays throughout the summer from 10 to 1. The sale room will continue to be open at the hours through the summer. More information or donating materials or volunteering, you can call 518-789-3340. The Hillsdale Concert Series brings singer-songwriters to the town's Hamlet Park on Saturdays in between 4 and 7 through October the 3rd. Concerts run from 5 till 7 p.m. The park opens for guests at 4 p.m. Admission is free. Donations are always welcome. Refreshments are available for purchase at the park, provided by Hillsdale's Rojan Brewing Company, Little Apple Cidery, Bacon's Pizza, and Mama Lowe's Barbecue. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. You'll also find them on Instagram and Facebook, by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com, and by Viale Insurance, 75 Main Street in Lee, insuring seasonal and secondary homes in the Berkshires since 1912, 413-243-0347, vialeinsurance.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off today at 34,960.69, the NASDAQ at 14,525.91, and the S&P 500 at 4,400.27. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.